From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. And opera is a great place to find something that few good stories can live without: villains. This music tells one of the greatest stories of them all, with one of opera's most compelling villains. It's Iago's famous Credo from Verdi's Otello. Iago is one of those villains that we love to hate. He's so smarmy and underhanded that it's oddly satisfying to watch him work, and even more satisfying to see him defeated. Yet he's kind of a one-note guy, flat-out evil, while there are other operatic villains that are harder to pin down. The character who kicks off this gentle duet is Mozart's Don Giovanni. He's a villain, to be sure, but not the kind we love to hate. He's more complex than that. We probably should hate him, but he's so outwardly good-natured and charming that it's hard not to like him, and even root for him when he finally gets in trouble. Yet even the cunning Don Giovanni may not be as unsettling as the villain who stars in this week's opera. In the dark drama Katya Kabanova, Leos Janacek gives us one of the most unusual and contemptible villains in any opera, and one of the most disturbing, the sort of person who can live among us quietly and without anyone objecting. She's a little old lady, a respected citizen, the mother of a grown son. She also thinks that her way of judging what's moral and what's not is the only way, and that anyone who disagrees, even in her own family, must suffer a terrible price. And the people around her, they look the other way. They can't condemn her intolerance without re-examining their own. On this edition of World of Opera, Janacek's eye-opening drama Katya Kabanova comes to us from the Vienna State Opera. The stars are soprano Janice Watson in the title role and mezzo-soprano Deborah Pulaski as Kabanicha, the quiet villain whose attitudes are tragic for those who trust her. The production is led by conductor Franz Welser-Möst.